Matt with us today? Online? Oh, great. We're going to go on to number 16 then, under informational items, and the Custer State Park Bison Auction Report, which I'm promising next year I want to go to. It's just something that's always been on my plate and always have to leave town for another reason. But Matt, I believe, are you online with us? You can give us that report?
Yeah, for sure. I'll give it to the Chairman Ellison, Commissioners. The Chairman Rowe, we met later. Supervisor West River. Drought conditions, we still had excellent grass production this past summer, which really, you know, made the animals' conditions overall excellent, is what our herdsmen and range staff were telling us. So that's good to hear. Yeah, with that, we basically had 411 calves for this past season. That's 90% of our breeding cows that produced a calf. That down slightly from in 2021, but looking back on historical data, that goes up and down, you know, every year. So nothing to be alarmed or anything. It's just the nature of the beast with that. So, you know, with that, as you can see, we had a wide offer of animals that we offered to different buyers. We're trying to do that for all the needs that might be out there that are either headed to the herd or trying to start a herd or somewhere else. The beef buyers as well is always a part of the auction process here. So with that, in a nutshell, that's basically, it sums up the 57, you know, State Park Bison auction, and that's why we stand by for any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Matt? Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Matt, Commissioner Locken here. What is a cinnamon calf?
A cinnamon calf is a late-born calf that is still cinnamon in color. It's better to send them down the road and weed them off the mom early rather than keep them around for the winter. So as you can see, we have four of them this year, which is not uncommon, but you know, some of them were maybe a month old, a little bit older than that. So that's what the cinnamon calf would be.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Matt, do we provide any technical support after, like, a new buyer comes in and buys anything on the auction and they call back later if they're having difficulties or anything like that, or are they on their own?
No, I mean, our herdsmen and range salary staff would definitely visit with people if they're having issues or you know, whatever their questions are, yeah, we're glad to continue on that. to answer those questions and help them off with that viability. So yes, you know, it's just not taking out a labor, don't ever want to see again like a used car seller. You know, whether that's support the industry and help off with the trend.
Well, thanks. We appreciate the report and appreciate everything you guys do out there.
Well, thank you.